So let's review. Our Gemara began by referring to the Mishnah on the previous daf, which said that soaking ink ingredients in water is the beginning of the kneading process. Now who is the Tana that holds that simply putting ingredients together without actively kneading them is still halachically considered kneading and is asur on Shabbos? The Gemara answers, it is Rabbi, who said this regarding a similar case, the Tanya. Echad nois nesakemach, ve'echad nois nesamayim, ha'achrin chayiv divi Rabbi. If on Shabbos one person puts flour into a bowl and another person pours water in, whichever one of them puts his ingredient in last is responsible for the malacha of kneading, even though no one actively kneaded the flour and the dough. The Gemara then cites a brisa, which lists several processes which one may start on Friday, even though it will continue on its own into Shabbos, which was the topic of our Mishnah. For example, Poiskin Maim Legina Erev Shabbos. One may open a channel which brings water from a spring into his field on Friday, even though the crops will continue to be watered on Shabbos. Umanichin Mugmer Tachas Akelim Erev Shabbos. One may put burning incense under his clothing on Friday, even though it will continue to burn on Shabbos. Umanichin Gofres Tachas Akelim Erev Shabbos. One may also put burning sulfur under silver vessels on Friday, which they used to do in order to make the designs on the vessels clearer, even though it will keep burning on Shabbos. One may also put medicine on a wound, even though it will continue to heal on Shabbos. Now, in each of these cases, there is a malacha, a forbidden Shabbos activity that's happening automatically on Shabbos, but you're permitted to set that process in motion before Shabbos. However, the brisa ends. Aval einois nechitin lo techa richayim shalmayim. But one may not put wheat into a water mill unless it will finish grinding the wheat before the onset of Shabbos. The Gemara gives two reasons for this exception. One, Amar Rabba memnesha mashma'as koil, because the mill makes noise. Rashi explains, v'avsha milsa b'Shabbos v'ikizilusa. Since it's in public, it's disrespectful of Shabbos, and when people hear it, they will assume that he's doing forbidden work on Shabbos. And two, Rav Yosef says, mishum shvisas kelim. It's forbidden because of the rule of shvisas kelim. Even one's kelim, tools and utensils, must rest on Shabbos, and not be doing malachas on Shabbos. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes that according to Rav Yosef, this brisa cannot have been said by Beis Hillel, for the accepted view regarding Shvisas Kelim is that of Rav Oishia Omer Abasi, who says that Man Tana Shvisas Kelim Deraisa Bishama Hivalei Beis Hillel. The concept of Shvisas Kelim, that Kelim must rest, is the view of the Beis Shammai and not the Beis Hillel. And Le Beis Shammai Bein Kovin Maisa Bein Deloy Kovin Maisa Aser. According to Beis Shammai, it is forbidden for one's Kelim to do even passive work. According to Beis Hillel, even active work is permitted. Therefore, if we're saying that running the water mill is asur because of Shvisas Kelim, the Beis Shammai must be the authors of our brisa. And Mugmar v'Gafris, the burning of incense or sulfur and other activities mentioned in the brisa, were only permitted by Beis Shammai in the case of Monach Ha'ara, where the incense or the sulfur is not in Kelim but on the ground. And Neru Kedera, lighting candles before Shabbos, or leaving a pot on the stove, which continue to burn and cook on Shabbos, and other similar situations are obviously permitted, even according to Beis Shammai, because the kelim are considered hefker, ownerless. Then the Gemara asks about a brisa related to this topic. Man tana l'ha d'tan rabban. Who taught the brisa which says that on Friday, one may not put into the oven a pot of certain types of beans which need more than 24 hours of cooking so that they'll be ready after Shabbos? The Gemara assumes that Beis Shammai taught this because of their opinion that your kelim cannot do work for you on Shabbos. But Beis Hillel would say that it's permitted. But the Gemara rejects this assumption. And even according to the Beis Hillel, it is forbidden for a different reason. Gezeirah shemiyachat begechol. We're worried that if he keeps them in the oven all Shabbos, he might stoke the coals of the fire so that they cook better, which is forbidden on Shabbos. However, the Gemara says that the gezeirah of shemiyachat, that you might stir the coals, does not always apply. After all, the brisa just mentioned certain cases that involve fire and are permitted to be left to continue on Shabbos. For instance, in the case of incense or sulfur under the clothing or the dishes, we don't have to be concerned about shemiyachat because stirring the coals will cause smoke to rise and damage the clothing or the dishes. So too in the case in our Mishnah, which one leaves flax in the oven to dry. We don't have to be concerned about shemiyachat because if you open the oven to stir the coals, the ear that will come into the oven will damage the flax. The Gemara then adds that even in the case of leaving a pot on the stove, the concern of shemiyachat does not apply in situations where stirring the coals will have no practical benefit. For example, kidra chaisa. If you put raw food on the stove right before Shabbos, he won't bother to stir it. Kivin d'lechazi l'urta, since stirring it won't help it to be ready for the meal of Friday night anyway. Or bashal, food that's fully cooked, there's no need to stir it. In other words, in both of these cases, he may leave the food on the fire on Shabbos, and we're not concerned that it may stir the fire, since there's no practical reason for him to do so. The only time it's usher to leave food on the fire is bashal v'loy bashal, when it's partially cooked. In this case, we're indeed concerned shem yichata, because by stirring the fire, it will cook more quickly and be ready for the suda on Friday night. The Gemara then discusses leaving food in the oven to roast on Shabbos. Now, since roasting is a quicker process, there's a concern of shem yichata even with raw food to get it ready for the Friday night meal. However, the Gemara lists two factors, leheter, to permit leaving the food in the oven, for in those cases, it's unlikely that he will stir the coals, for practical reasons. And two factors, le'isser, to forbid leaving food in the oven, for in those cases, he might come to stir the coals. The two factors, leheter, are, one, bistra de gad, the meat of a young goat, which is very tender, the kosher le'zika, allowing the ear into the oven is harmful for the meat. Therefore, he won't open the oven to stir the coals. This reason applies to anything that would get damaged by opening the oven, as was mentioned earlier regarding flax. And two, v'sharik, the oven is sealed and cannot be opened so easily. These are reasons to permit leaving the food in the oven. The two factors le'isser are one, debarcha, the meat of an older goat which is tougher and will not be harmed by opening the oven, and two, v'loy'sharik, the oven is not sealed. These are reasons to forbid leaving food in the oven. The Gemara mentions various opinions whether one or two factors leheter are required to permit leaving food in the oven. However, the Gemara concludes that bebisra agumri, to leave meat roasting directly on the coals, is of course asr, because of shem yichata, for both the meat and the coals are exposed. The Gemara now goes on to discuss the next part of our Mishnah. Bishami oimim, ein meichri lanachri, ele kedei sheigi lamakam karv. One may not sell anything to a non-Jew before Shabbos, unless he'll be able to get home by the time Shabbos starts. The Gemara quotes a braisa which elaborates. Tanya Rabban, bishami oimim, lo yimkor adam chevtzei lanachri, ele kedei sheigi lebeisai. One may not sell, lend, or give something to a non-Jew before Shabbos, unless he can get home before Shabbos starts. Now, Basil argue, but there are two opinions as to what Basil hold. The Tanna Kamma says that according to Basil, Ad sheyegia labayis hasamech lechemo, one may give it to him as long as he has enough time to get to the house that's closest to the wall of his city before Shabbos starts. Rabbi Kita says that according to Basil, you may give it to him even if he only has enough time to get it out of your house before Shabbos starts. And as Rashi explains, the reason for this, Gezeir d'Rabbanan, is the michlef b'shluchei. People will think that he's a messenger of the Jew and is carrying it for him.